98.5, Star 98, Steve and Laura. Here are some things that workers of the kitchens at their fast food locations, they want you to know that there are things on the menu that are actually there and really, really good, maybe even the best things on the menu, but nobody seems to order them. So I thought maybe we'd run down a couple of these to maybe get people to think about some of the other things that some of these fast food places offer.
Before we do this, I need to know from the people that know, did Taco Bell really get rid of their taco salads? Mm. Is that true or is that a rumor? I haven't been to Taco Bell. Let's be honest, I haven't really been to any restaurants, fast food or otherwise, for a long, long time.
Yeah.
But I loved a Taco Bell taco salad, and I'm going to be very sad if they're gone.
I've never, ever ordered a taco salad at Taco Bell. That's not my deal, man. I got to have some meat.
Well, I mean, you can get it.
I know, but I don't need that much green in my Taco Bell. Okay.
Oh my God. Okay, for everybody else that is a normal eating person, do you know if there's still a taco salad at Taco Bell? It came in that big taco shell bowl. Oh, it was so good.
Yeah, I never liked eating out of those either. That's just one of the
things. You probably never have.
Yeah, it just doesn't look appetizing to me. Okay, so here we go. You ready for this? These are some actual employees of these fast food places that are like, hey, how come people aren't ordering this more? For instance, the Popeye's apple pie. It's deep fried like the McDonald's ones apparently used to be. Now, I used to love me some apple pie from McDonald's. I had no idea Popeye's had that to offer.
I have not been to the Popeye's here in Green Bay yet. The first and only time it was in the Atlanta airport, I think. And airport food, so maybe not as great as if you went into an actual restaurant. Mm-hmm. But I think I had some Cajun fries and I don't remember what else. Mm. It was good.
Okay.
I don't know that I would say it was the best I've ever had, but again, it was in an airport, so I would give it a try again.
Yeah, it was probably $36 too in the airport.
Well, probably, yeah. So that always makes it not taste as good as it should, knowing were these french fries really $36 french fries? Right. I don't think so.
Somebody at Wendy's said that you can order a side of melted cheese. So you can order a cup of this melted cheese at Wendy's to dip your fries or nuggets in, or because they have the baked potatoes, right? So the cheese
helps
there.
Yeah, their baked potatoes are so delicious.
And then the other thing is the McDonald's. You can get a Big Mac cheaper if you just order a McDouble, but then you got to specialize it. You got to say no mustard or ketchup, and then add shredded lettuce and the Mac sauce. I don't know how much that's going to save you, but you can get what is essentially a Big Mac a little cheaper if you order the McDouble and then make those changes to it.
If you were going to do that, though, do not do that through the drive-thru. First of all, you're probably not going to get what you actually ordered. That's true. That's through no fault of the drive-thru person, but that's a lot to hear.
Yeah.
Wait, so you don't want what now? And you want what? Go inside.
Yeah.
Talk face-to-face with someone. Don't hold up the drive-thru. Don't confuse everybody. Or just order a Big Mac and then you definitely know what you're getting.
Yeah, that's so true. That's so true. There's nothing worse than the special orders, but I have to. I'm always the guy that orders just ketchup or whatever, and then they ask you to pull off. You got to pull off into the stall, and then they'll bring it out to you because they have to make it special for.
And they're like, "Oh, sir, here's your Happy Meal for your child," and you're like, "Oh no, that's my order. I eat like one."
Whatever. I haven't eaten a Happy Meal in at least 3 weeks. Star 98.
98.5 Star 98. Waking up with Steve and Laura.